Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 3rd regarding Robert Barney, B-A-R-N-E-Y. Robert Barney is a 33-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 9/15/20, but he was moving stacks of crates with gallons of milk and tripped going backwards while doing so. Apparently he did not fall but leaned forward to keep his balance. But as a result, he believes he injured his mid and lower back, common right leg, common groin, common and right hip. He indicates he was seen at the Virtua emergency room the next day. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did undergo some injections with relief. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. In the paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen on 9/15/20 by urgent care. Pretty stated he was pushing milk crates when they started falling backwards. Pretty tried to push them back, which he managed to do, but he felt a pop in his mid-upper back when he did. Since then he was having pain with any movement. There were no radicular complaints. Exam found tenderness about patient about the lower thoracic and mid-thoracic area. He was diagnosed with acute thoracic back pain for which he was begun on medications. On 9/16/21, he underwent an EMG by Dr. Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. But in this visit, he complained of bilateral lower extremity discomfort for approximately 1 year, secondary to a work-related incident. He did not describe any interim treatment, but he complained of bilateral lower extremity pain, numbness, pins and needles, and weakness, and radiating to the right greater than the left calf. But this is associated with back discomfort. He had physical therapy, pharmacotherapy, and epidural injections. Straight leg raise maneuver was negative bilaterally. Insert the EMG results here. New paragraph on 9/17/20. He was seen at Virtua Occupational and diagnosed with a thoracic strain. Previous placed on activity modifications and advised to apply heat and do gentle stretching. He followed up through 10/23/20 when he was referred for orthopedic spine surgical consultation. He did have thoracic x-rays on 9/24/20 to be inserted here. Paired in paragraph on 11/6/20, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner. On this occasion, he stated he picked up a stack of 6 crates of milk with a tool, and the stack of crates started to fall backwards on him. He used his body weight to push the stack forward and away from him. However, he felt a pop in the middle of his back. He had been seen at Atlantic Care Urgent Care and then at Virtual Urgent Care. He remained symptomatic and smoked 5 cigarettes per day. His pain was on the right side and occasionally going down to his right foot. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed low back pain and thoracic spine pain and pain in the right leg. had attended about 15 sessions of physical therapy, which at times made his pain worse. Period. Dr. Kirshner ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine and limited him to light duty. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 12/4/20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed these results on, scratch that, on 11/12/20, Dr. Kirshner wrote correspondence to Mr. Barney concerning him testing positive for marijuana on the urine drug test of 11/6/20. Period. They were going to continue medical care without the use of narcotic medications and may retest him on his next visit. Period. He did return on 12/11/20 after the MRI. Period. On this occasion, Dr. Kirshner offered additional diagnosis of L3-4 left lateral herniated disc, L5-S1 broad irregular bulging disc, bilateral herniated disc, right greater than left semicolon, L5-S1 moderate right foraminal stenosis. Pretty recommended pain management for a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Good medications, medication adjustments were made, and he was advised to perform a home exercise program. Period. New paragraph on 11, scratch that, on 1/11/21, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Rienzo, R-I-E-N-Z-O. Period. He found normal range of motion in the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise was negative, but does have some radicular discomfort in the right lower extremity. Period. His assessment was lumbar radiculopathy, for which he recommended an epidural steroid injection. Period. He saw Dr. Rienzo through 2/28/22. Period. By then, he had undergone 2 lumbar transforaminal epidural injections. Period. His right sacroiliitis had a recrudescence, but his myeloid facet syndrome had resolved. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. On 3/22/22, he participated in a functional capacity evaluation, during which he did put forth maximum effort, but he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He saw Dr. Kirshner through 4/1/22. Period. He noted the injections and the percent and temporality of relief of symptoms as marked on the last page of his progress note. Period. This was a telemedicine visit. Period. No follow-up was deemed necessary. Period. Physical exam. Extremities: upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 70 degrees. Elicited right groin pain radiating to the back. Period on the left at 70 degrees. He experienced only low back tenderness. Period. No radicular complaints were elicited with either maneuver. Period. He was mildly tender to palpation about the right inguinal area, but he was not checked for a hernia, nor did he have a full abdominal examination. Appeared, as noted above, he is extremely obese. Pretty located his pain in the right lower lumbar region, but this was not tender to palpation. Period. Impressions. On 9/15/20, Robert Barney felt pain in his back when maneuvering crates of milk that started to fall. Period. He was seen at an urgent care center on 9/15/20. Period. He then followed up at a virtual occupational on 9/17/20. Period. Thoracic x-rays were done on 9/24/20 and were normal. Period. He followed up through 10/23/20 and was referred for spine surgical consultation. Period. New paragraph. He came into Dr. Kirshner's care and had a lumbar MRI on 12/4/20 to be inserted here. Period. He then came into the care of Dr. Rienzo, who administered a series of injections with variable responses. Period. He participated in an FCE on 3/22/22. That deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. Dr. Kirshner discharged him a maximum medical improvement of 4/1/22. Period. New paragraphs. Current examination found Mr. Barney to be morbidly obese. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines. Period. Sitting in supine restraint, leg raise maneuvers failed to elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph. This case represents no more than 5% permanent and partial total disability referable to the spine regardless of cause. Period. It is evident that Mr. Barney's multi-level disc abnormalities correlate with his morbid obesity, comma, tobacco abuse, comma, and even his age. Period. That is the end.